As the disaster in Nepal highlights the dangers of substandard housing, one Australian has developed a model that he says could save lives around the region. Just outside Fiji's second biggest city, there's a place known as Peter's Village. Its residents are among the country's poorest, and it's named after the man who built it, Australian Peter Drysdale, who's dedicated his life to building houses for the disadvantaged. Pacific Affairs reporter Liam Fox has our story.
In Peter's Village, or Koropita as the locals call it, the children sing as they play. It's a far cry from the squalid settlements in nearby Lautoka City. Moapi and Timoleti moved into one of the small two-bedroom houses here a week ago with four young daughters, one of whom has autism.
Like, we don't have a house. We came here because of our daughter
schooling at a special school,
and we don't have a house. We move around from relatives to relatives, you know. So through this help, we really blessed.
The man responsible for their new lives is Peter Drysdale.
Well, it's dramatic. You can see the change in them within days. I mean, they've been shunted from squatter settlement to shack, from shack to shack.
After arriving in Fiji as a young man to work in forestry, he built hundreds of houses for people left destitute by cyclones. Now he's helping people escape from the country's rapidly growing squatter settlements.
In Fiji, officially, there's about 110,000 people squatting.
Koropita is his solution. He's designed nearly every aspect of the village. Standing next to a miniature model of one of the houses, he explains how his experience with cyclones has influenced the design. There are two sections separated by a breezeway. One contains two bedrooms, the other the kitchen, shower and toilet.
And the two buildings buttress each other. So there's tremendous strength and there's great integrity in this. And I would hesitate, I'm not an engineer, but I've been through 22 hurricanes in my time in Fiji. My guess is that this could withstand 350k winds.
Mr. Drysdale has also designed the smokeless stoves and the plumbing system to reduce the amount of wastewater sent to the sewage treatment plant.
From the washtub and from the sink, that all channels via a grease trap. And the idea is to trap the grease and don't allow that to get into the sewage treatment plant because it'll gum it up.
Each house costs $12,000 and can be built in 5 days. The rent is $1 a day. But Koropita is more than just houses. All children must go to school, and there's a computer lab and library to help children with their schoolwork. Susan Naidu is the community development manager.
Last year we've had about 29 children who were topped their class. Six came first and the rest, you know, in all fields, academic, sports.
As well as a focus on education, residents like Krishan the magician are helped to set up small businesses. Mr. Drysdale says Krishan is a self-taught electrical repairman, and when we visit his workshop, he's busy soldering mobile phones.
So we gave him this equipment, and he just runs off a battery, and he does all these repairs. Amazing. He can repair this watch.
Currently, 780 people live here in 164 houses. The New Zealand government is helping to build more, but the demand is huge. More than 1,000 families are on the waiting list, and things can get tense when people are told there's no room.
You know, I am threatened certainly once a week. My staff are threatened. This is dangerous work. This is right at the coalface of poverty.
Mr. Drysdale says Koropita is a model that can be replicated elsewhere around the Pacific. And he says the need to build low-cost housing will only become more pressing as more people move from rural to urban areas and as people move from areas threatened by climate change.
We are already seeing it. I had a woman turn up here with a Fiji passport, thrust it in my face and say, "I'm a climate change refugee from Kiribati. Where is my house?"
This year, Mr. Drysdale's tireless and selfless work was recognised in Australia with an Order of Australia medal.
Congratulations to him, and that report from Liam Fox in Fiji.